Hello, Radioland. You're listening to the 2021 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Now prepare yourselves, listeners. The stories you'll hear tonight are all staged in the theater of the mind, restricted only by your imagination. Grab a snack, take a seat. Tonight, anything is possible. This year, our festival themes are rebirth and renewal. Every weekend in May, you'll hear how two North Carolinian playwrights responded to those themes. That's 8 new plays in the month of May. Our next play this evening is We're All on Standby by Sally Kinka. In one way or another, we all seem to find ourselves at the airport bar. But how do we end up there? And what are we waiting for?
For those of you on Delta Flight 4443, service to Seattle,
we're going to go to the same order that we were in.
I'm at the airport?
Yeah, don't worry, you didn't miss your flight. Sorry, when you fell asleep, I peeked at your boarding pass.
I fell asleep? Oh, how embarrassing.
Nonsense. That I see it all the time. Does drama mean?
What? Oh, I guess so. I usually take it. I just don't remember.
You gotta watch the drama mean in alcohol. Lights out. Every time.
How long was I out?
Oh, no, not long, not long. But you kept me in suspense. You were just about to show me a picture of your grandson before you nodded off.
Oh, of course. Here's the photo. Look at that face. Connor. Ah, oh, what a little cutie. I'm on my way to his first birthday party in New Jersey.
I know. I saw your boarding pass.
Oh, of course. I guess I told you about the birthday, too. I've told everyone. I'm so excited. I just love that little guy. Oh, I can't wait to bury my lips in those big, chubby cheeks. I do hope the baggage handlers are careful with my luggage. I know I went overboard on presents, but I just love seeing his little face light up with a new toy. And everything for babies is just so darn cute.
You're allowed? If there's one thing I know, grandmas are allowed to spoil their grandkids. There's no sin in that. No sin at all.
What's that you're writing?
Oh, it's just a little journal I keep. Just notes and such.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you okay?
I'm so sorry. I'm not usually like this. It's just that he looks so much like my daughter, his mom. We had a falling out a few years back.
Yeah, that's rough. Mothers and daughters, it happens.
I was way too hard on her. She dropped out of college. She would have been the first in the family to get a college degree. I was so looking forward to that.
Yeah, that must have been a letdown.
She was in school to be an English teacher. She would have been so good at that. A natural, you know?
Sure.
But she wanted to tour with her band.
Did she?
Unfortunately. I just didn't want her to make the same mistakes I did. I dropped out of high school to marry her father. We had Cindy soon after, and I never finished school. She's so much smarter than me. I hate to see her throw her future away on something that can't last. But I came down on her pretty hard about that. After all this time, I never told her I was sorry for that. When I see her tomorrow, I'm going to tell her.
Good idea. Anyone I would have heard of? Her band, I mean.
I doubt it. They do, what you call, covers.
Covers, yeah. What kind of bands?
Oh, you know, modern stuff. Heart, I believe, and someone called The Journey. I think that's right.
When did you say this was?
Last year.
after the baby was born?
Oh, what did I say? No, it was 3 years ago, before the baby.
Oh, it's kind of retro, the music.
I guess. I don't know much about modern music. Anyway, I am so looking forward to this flight.
It should be very smooth for you. I don't think you're going to need that Dramamine. You may need some sunglasses, though. Oh, here's a pair. Lost and found. Take them.
Sunglasses?
Sure. You'll be going into the light.
Oh! East! First thing in the morning. Right. Why in the world did I book a red eye?
No crowds.
Well, stand by, passenger.
True.
Fredericks. Please see an agent at the check-in desk. Passenger Fredericks, please see an agent at the check-in desk.
For a minute there, I thought they might be boarding my flight.
Oh, no, you've got plenty of time. Another Chardonnay?
Well, I don't know.
It might be a long time before you get another chance. There's no bar service on your flight. You won't need the Dramamine, promise. Captain Gabriel is the smoothest pilot we have.
Okay, why not?
Hey! Hey, bartender. A little service here?
Excuse me, ma'am. Yes, sir. How may I help you?
You can get me on that flight to Jersey. That's how you can help me. But I don't suppose you can do that, can you? So I'll just take a scotch on the rocks. You can't do that, right?
Come in right up.
That's my flight. Why can't you get on?
As they're overbooked, lady. As usual. Stupid airlines.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah? Not as sorry as I am.
Okay, here's your drink. Why don't you just relax and enjoy it?
Why don't you relax? Biggest interview of my life, and I'm stuck on standby.
When you think about it, we're all on standby.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It means, no matter what kind of plans you make, you can never be sure what might happen from one moment to the next.
What flight are you on?
Seriously? Lady, I just told you, the one to Jersey.
Oh, I'm on that one too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to my grandson's first birthday party. You know, if I only had one day left on Earth, I would spend it with him and I would die happy.
Congratulations.
Hey, that's not necessary.
What difference does it make? She won't remember it 5 minutes from now. Little touch of dementia. Ain't that right, Grandma?
I need to use the restroom.
It's right over there, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Give me another.
Excuse me, I have to make a call.
Go for it.
Hey, hi. I want to order a number 7. Yeah, I know, but this is a special circumstance. Yes, I know every seat must be filled, but what if I find a replacement? I know the boarding pass has already been issued, but I've got a standby. Oh, yes. Very worthy. Okay, I owe you. Thanks, man. Your lucky day, man. Here you go.
What's this?
It's your boarding pass. Pulled a few strings.
It's got my name on it. Wow. You rock, girl.
Really? My pleasure. I think they're boarding.
Hey, these are some nice sunglasses.
Take them. Somebody left them. And I think you're going to need them. Flying into the light.
Right. Appreciate it. Later.
Later.
See you, Grandma.
I'm at the airport?
Just landed. The Dramamine made you pretty groggy, you said.
Yes, it does that.
Hey, while you were in the ladies' room, I got word that your grandson is waiting for you outside security. There's an airport staff member on her way to escort you.
My grandson is here? Connor?
Yes, he's here to drive you home. Said he's really excited you'll be at his graduation tomorrow.
Oh, yes! He graduates from college tomorrow. The first one in the family to get a college degree.
You must be so proud.
Oh, yes.
Here you go.
What's this?
It's the note for your daughter you asked me to write down for you. Here, I'll put it in this red envelope with her name on it, so she'll be sure to see it right away. Cindy, right?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Just make sure you all have a fantastic day tomorrow. Take lots of pictures.
We will. Oh, what do I owe you?
Oh, on the house. Oh, there's a staff member right there. She'll get you to the right place.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Attention on the concourse. Delta Airlines is in the final boarding process for flight 4453 with service to Seattle. All ticketed and confirmed passengers should be making their way to the door mark B20. Courtesy page for passengers Murdoch, Gobot, Kati. Your flight at the door mark B20.
That was We're All on Standby by Sally Kinka. This audio production was directed by Mia Peters, featuring the voice talents of Sariana Gregg as Lily, Mary Beth McCarthy as the bartender, and Gary Pizzullo as Fredericks. Sound design and editing by Mia Peters. The Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro are two organizations with a passion in producing new plays in North Carolina. If you support our mission, please donate by visiting the Cary Playwrights Forum website. It's the yellow button on the right. Every dollar keeps us going. Tune in next week to hear our final two plays, Spring Fling by Doug Simpson and The Schwake by Brian H. Bornstein. And be sure to check out our first four radio plays, just in case you missed them. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2021 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more plays and you love Halloween any day of the year, check out our 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. Also check out the 2019 GPF Radio Hour Takeover event, featuring six radio plays written by Greensboro playwrights. This is Christian O'Neill, signing off. So long.